Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 60 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates on X Spaces, on YouTube, and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, embattled Ashanti Regional MPP Chairman Bernard Nkibuesiako, also known as Chairman Wuntumi, on hunger strike as he enters day 3 in Iyoko custody.
The question is, also on the DDM, from that time, we see an Ibianin Kanon.
The truth is, he has decided to stop eating. He's on a hunger strike.
We have an update on the investigations after being charged with fraud, money laundering and causing financial loss to the state. Meanwhile, Chairman Wuntumi's aide, Andy Owusu, a co-accused in the Charles Bisu case, has entered a plea bargaining agreement with the Office of the Special Prosecutor. We'll bring you details of that. Also in this bulletin, President Mahama instructs the Interior Minister and Inspector General of Police to deploy more security personnel to parts of the Borno East region in response to the rising incidents of highway and armed robbery.
To deploy additional security personnel to those areas where robbery has become rampant. We'll also provide the police with patrol vehicles and communication equipment so that they can keep you safe.
In sports,
Ministry for Sports and Recreation settles long-standing salary owed to 11 Black Stars coaches since 2020.
And the chief executive of the Association of Banks alleges that a significant part of the city's past depreciation was driven by calculated profiteering.
About 20 to 30% of that depreciation is not backed by any effect transaction, but people who are just playing on the currency for temporary price adjustments to profit from the currency movement.
Also in this bulletin, we'll take you around the country for the story of Ghana through the regions. We are in each of the 60 regions this afternoon.
The task force is empowered to co-opt any person to assist in this critical fight.
They haven't finished the market yet, so with this, if they can hold on or do something about it.
He started demanding monies from me. I've given him more than 40,000 Ghana cedis in total.
These and more with me, Hannah Odami. Thanks for choosing Joy News. We are independent, fearless, and credible. Let's start with the embattled Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Bernard Nkibuesiako, popularly known as Chairman Wuntumi. He is on hunger strike. The revelation made by Anoma Dompre is a leading member of the MPP. Yesterday, the minority MPs boycotted Parliament and poured onto the streets to demand his release. We are live at the Yoko headquarters for updates on investigations on his health. But right now, though, here are excerpts of the charges leveled against him.
The Deputy Attorney General, Justice Srimsai, says suspect Bernard Nkibuesiako, also known as Chairman Wuntumi, is under investigation for various criminal offences, including fraud, causing financial loss to the state, and money laundering. The criminal investigation is running concurrently with asset recovery processes to prevent further dissipation of what law enforcement agencies strongly suspect to be proceeds of crime. The suspect is also under a second strand of investigation, which is part of a larger International Organized Crime Scheme. The Economic and Organized Crime Office, IOCO, is audaciously working with our international law enforcement partners on this second strand of criminal investigations.
While the MPP, MP and Minority Chief Whip Frank Anodompre says Chairman Wuntumi is on hunger strike, he spoke on Accra-based Peace FM.
Assembly says, oh, a jail term, a bail term on Modibai. And he said, Yosha said, yeah, you officials, no, omu yom.
Considering the bail conditions and the conduct of Yoko officials, especially their refusal to grant his lawyer's access, it is shocking. Even in a murder case, a suspect's legal counsel is allowed access. This clearly amounts to political persecution.
The lawyers would have access to the client. It will show to you a political persecution, period. We find it as a political strategy to persecute.
Minority Chief Whip Frank Anodompre there. My colleague James Avigi is joining me live from the Yoko headquarters right now for more details. So James, we know of a new development where we are learning this process and progress in the security of the second surety. What more do you know about that?
Well, Hannah, the information we are picking from persons close to the camp of the former Vice President, Dr. Baumia, is that he's made some arrangements for the second surety to be met. The first surety was met yesterday as part of the 50 million Ghana cedis bail conditions. And so this morning, we are picking the information that the former vice president has made some arrangements so that the second surety will be met for Chairman Wuntumi to be released from custody.
All right. But then how is investigation proceeding, though?
Well, this morning, we also learned that Chairman Wuntumi is still in the hospital. We know that he was sent to the hospital yesterday morning. And when the minority came here, they told us that he's brought back. And so this morning, we checked on that, and the council has been confirming to us that he's still in the hospital as we speak. What we do not know is whether the IOCO has made any headway in confirming that second surety which the vice president has made arrangement for. But we are expecting the vice president here this afternoon. That's the information we are giving, as well as the minority.
Do you still see the sympathizers of the MPP at the IOCO headquarters?
Well, a handful of them are still gathering on the edge of the road. It is
your call
not a
has been put on hold.
Usually,
but your call has been put on hold.
Major group, including the minority or any significant party figure, can't hear. Then they should, you know, and so a few of them are here. We expect the numbers to grow if any of the significant members of the party comes around in the course of the day.
Okay, talking about members of the party, the significant numbers, the minority promised to return to Yoko headquarters today. Have we seen any of them around?
None of them are here yet. But the indication we get is that contrary to the power yesterday, they've made their way to Parliament. And so here, as at what time exactly, they'll be here, but I can confirm that not even a single of them are here at this time.
Thank you very much, James Avigi there. Well, we know the minority is rather in Parliament, and we will speak to the AG shortly. But then let's go to Parliament and hear from our correspondent, Kweku Asante. So, Kweku, the minority, are they still boycotting business?
Not at all. In fact, yesterday the promise by the minority leader, I should say, was that the NPP MPs will not participate in any proceedings of Parliament or any business that is before the House until Chairman Wuntumi's bail conditions are reviewed and he is released unconditionally. But this morning, a number of NPP MPs have already started coming in, including the minority chief whip himself, who, as I just stepped out of the chamber, was on the floor making some comments on the business statement that has just been presented. So contrary to that, I'm taking that they did make, they are on the floor. We've been trying to speak to some of them to get an understanding of why exactly they are in the chamber, despite their promise to boycott proceedings. A lot of them have directed us to their leadership, and the leadership have not given us any word as we speak.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwaku Asante there. Let's move on. And Andy Owusu, the second accused in the criminal trial involving former presidential staffer Charles Bisiu, has begun plea bargaining negotiations with the Office of the Special Prosecutor, OSP. And Joy News editor Fred Smith joins me in the studio with details of an alert published by the OSP on this website. So what's in this alert, Fred?
Well, Hannah, Andy Owusu, who also serves as a special aide to Ashanti Regional MPP Chairman Bernard Entribuisi Akua, you mentioned him earlier, Chairman Wuntumi, he has formally indicated his intention to enter into the plea bargain agreement with the prosecution. And this is according to a statement that you referenced from the OSP's website and on its social media handles. And it says that at a case management conference held on Wednesday, 29th of May, 2025, state prosecutors informed the court that discussions on the plea arrangement were in progress and that a formal notice to that effect had been filed. Should the proposed plea agreement be accepted by the court, the OSP says, it would enable the prosecution to proceed against Owusu separately and thereby allowing the state to concentrate its prosecutorial efforts on the substantive charges against Mr. Bisiu. The court subsequently adjourned the case to the 4th of June 2025 to allow time for the finalization of the plea negotiations.
Thank you very much, Fred Smith there. Now, President Mahama has directed the Interior Minister and the Inspector General of Police to immediately deploy additional security personnel to parts of the Bono East region to address the surge in highway and armed robberies. Speaking during his thank you tour, that he stated Cabinet has approved new guidelines for the effective use of the District Assembly Common Fund. It will now serve as a key performer indicator for MMDCEs. Their performance will be evaluated based on how the fund is utilized, which will help determine whether they remain in office or replaced. Presidential Affairs Correspondent Maxwell Agbaba has more.
And on the issue of Alawa,
hundreds of residents in the Bono East region gathered at Kintampo to welcome President Mahama as part of his nationwide thank you tour. One of the recurring themes across these public events has been the recent appreciation of the city against major trading currencies. And it was no different here. Listen to the president of the Bono East Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Pema Pim Kaprese.
Babronibaka said drastically, one man reduced about 11 cities. It is unprecedented.
He said, you have reduced the dollar to city to 11 cities. Now I hear it is 10. I know by July it will be 9 cities. It will be a single digit. He said, the president announced a performance-based evaluation for metropolitan, municipal, and district chief executives. He said their performance will now be closely tied to how effectively they utilize the district assembly common fund.
80% of the money accruing in the fund is going to go directly to the regions for you to decide how to use it. We're sending you the guidelines. Cabinet approved it at the last cabinet meeting to show you how the money has to be disbursed. And we're going to use it as your key performance indicators. Every year, we will see how what you've done with the District Assembly's Common Fund, and based on that, we'll decide whether you stay or you go.
President Mahama also addressed the recent surge in highway and armed robberies in parts of the Bono East region.
We are aware of the challenges in the eastern corridor of Bono East, particularly around the Atebubu and Manteng area, Sene East and West, and the Pru districts. Highway robbery and armed robbery has become rampant. In response, I have directed the Minister for Interior and the Inspector General of Police to deploy additional security personnel to those areas where robbery has become rampant. We will also provide the police with patrol vehicles and communication equipment so that they can keep you safe.
Well, the president also hinted hajj fares could fall as low as 50,000 cedis next year if the Ghanaian cedi continues to currently gain against major trading currencies.
Fulfilled our promise of adding an additional day to the Eid al-Fitr holiday of our Muslim brothers and sisters. The bill to amend the Holiday Act in order to make that holiday permanent is ready for Parliament. And so from next year, it will not be by executive instruments. It will be automatically an act of Parliament that makes that day a holiday. We also reduced the fare for carrying out the Hajj pilgrimage. Yesterday, the last aircraft airlifted our pilgrims to Mecca, and we reduced the fares from 75,000 to 62,000 cedis. And I can foresee that with the performance of the cedi, because at the time we started paying for the Hajj, the cedi was at 15.5 cedis to $1. And so the fare that we came up with for the $4,000 that it cost to do the Hajj came to 62,000. Next year, if you do a calculation where the cedi is currently at 10.5, it means that next year the fare for Hajj will probably go below 50,000 Ghana cedis.
President Mahama, the chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, Johnny Wah, has revealed a significant portion of the city's past depreciation was driven not by real economic fundamentals, but by calculated profiteering. He was speaking exclusively to George Riafe on Joy News Business Express edition.
So if there was a depreciation, I think you even captured it on your website, about 20 to 30% of that depreciation is not backed by any effect transaction, but people who are just playing on the currency for temporary price adjustments to profit from the currency movement. If currency is able to hold its own, what you are doing is making that trade unattractive. Now CD is more attractive. So the people who are holding CDs, they are looking for CD investments because the currency is not depreciating as aggressively as we are used to in the past. I think, you know, they are given all the multiplicity of factors that have anchored what we are seeing now. I don't want to say a wait and see, because I don't have any reason to doubt the ability of the currency to hold its own. Coming down to single digits, I'm not sure. But the point is this.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We should not be too excited about significant appreciation.
Why? I mean,
the business community, why? That is not exactly what the business community is looking for.
Yeah. Well, to other stories, and Joy News checks have uncovered the increasing use of chemicals known as intravenous bleach, which are injected into the bloodstream of beauty clinics to help some women lighten their skin. In the year 2018, the Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, issued a public health alert about expectant mothers relying on cosmetic pills to bleach their unborn babies. The head of cosmetics at the FDA, Dr. Emmanuel Nkrumah, says the use of this intravenous bleach, among other cosmetic products, have not been approved by the authority. In our upcoming hotline documentary, Bleached Babies, Kwete Nati explores the growing craze to meet extreme beauty standards.
In 2018, the Food and Drugs Authority raised a public health alert over expectant mothers relying on cosmetic pills to bleach their unborn babies. Dr. Emmanuel Nkrumah is head of cosmetics at the authority.
Greater Tayon has a way of doing that, but the glutathione itself is not registered as a cosmetic product to be used for skin lightening, because anything that you take in, whether oral or you inject, ceases to be a cosmetic product. It turns to be a drug, because the pathway is different from that of a cosmetic product.
There are fears some women are now resorting to intravenous bleach, where chemicals are injected into the bloodstream. The agents of this practice are the beauty and cosmetics clinics dotted in cosmopolitan neighborhoods. The investigative team engaged some of these clinics, and this is how much they charge per session.
Skin eye.
Kwete Nati brought us that report. We'll take a short break here. When we come back, we'll take you around the country for the story of Ghana through the regions. We'll be in each of the 60 regions this afternoon.
The task force is empowered to co-opt any person to assist in this critical fight.
They haven't finished the market yet. So with this, if they can hold on or do something about it.
He started demanding monies from me. I've given him more than 40,000 Ghana cedis in total.
And in the last of our series on celebrating motherhood, we'll bring you the story of Dr. Eleanor Araba Entry, who almost died with each of her three pregnancies.
The infusion, I could count about 49. That is the ones I could see, because there were times I went off completely. After that one, I just decided that not again, because...
You're welcome back, and Mubarak has a sport.
Yes, Anna. So the Ministry of Sports and Recreation has spent over $900,000 to clear all outstanding salaries owed to both current and former coaches of the Black Stars. Joy Sports editor Fentu Tahiru. Fentu has more.
The highest beneficiary of the ex-coaches that were paid was C.K. Akono. He was owed around $120,000. That has now been paid. His assistant, David Duncan, was also owed around $40,000. He's also been paid his money. Maxwell Claude, who also served as an assistant coach in 2022, he was also owed $30,000. He's also been paid. Chris Huting, who was sacked after the AFCON in 2023, has also been paid his arrears of around $68,900. His assistant was George Boateng. His arrears owed him was around $20,000. He's also been settled. And it's not only former coaches that were paid. The current coaching staff had not been paid since they assumed office in March of last year. Otuado, for example, is the biggest beneficiary, taking home around $400,000 in arrears owed him since he assumed office for his second term. The disbursement happened after a comprehensive audit led by the minister, Kofi Adams.
So that's Joy Sports editor Fentu Tahiru Fentu with that report. Back to you, Hannah.
Thank you very much. And we know a lot has been happening around the country, and this afternoon we'll take a trip to all regions for the latest. We start from the Upper West region, where drug abuse, particularly among the youth, is on the rise. Correspondent Rafiq Salam joins us on the line with more. So the regional minister has been outlining some measures to deal with this. Tell us about that, Rafiq.
You know, in the Upper West region, and then particularly the Uwa municipality, there have been an increasing rate of drug abuse in the municipality, talking about tramadol, talking about red, and a host lot of other abusive substances. And so the Upper West region minister and other stakeholders concerned about that decided to integrate a 50-member committee chaired by the Upper West Regional Commander of the Ghana Police Service, DCOP Lomoti, to look into this issue. They are not only going to arrest, but also they have to embark on education, sensitize the public against this drug venom. So we have been speaking to the regional minister. He has been outlining measures on that.
First, we must collaborate across agencies and institutions to identify, apprehend, and prosecute dealers, transporters, distributors, and users of illicit drugs. Second, the task force is empowered to co-opt any person, organization, or institution to assist in this critical fight.
From the Upper West, let's move to the Upper East region, where violence has been brewing there for some time now. Let's find out the latest on mediation efforts to foster peace. And Albert Sori joins us on the phone lines with some updates. So bring us to speed with the peace talks and how the region is now.
Yes, Hannah. We know that the Otumfuo has been leading peace talks between the factions in the Boko conflict. What we know is that they will be going back for another round of talks at a yet-to-be-decided date. However, things have been calm over the last few weeks, about 2 weeks ago, there was a killing on the stretch of the Bokoum, where the Bongo manager of the NHI was attacked and killed. But the Rexted was able to move in quickly and hold some meetings, you know, to be able to avoid any reprisals. Outside of that, things have generally been calm in the region.
Thank you very much, Albert Sori. We stay in the northern part of the country as correspondent Martina Bugri reports. The use of the Tamale interchange as a space for traders is said to be a disaster waiting to happen. Some residents have called for help.
I think it's very dangerous for your safety. And then I wish the government can do something about it to ensure that the people in Tamale are safe.
Let's go to the Savannah region where Anas Abit joins us. Anas, what do you have in your region? Anas is not currently on the line. Now, tidal waves has faded the joy out of many residents in the Volta region. Correspondent Ivy Setoji, who's been following the story, joins us on the phone line. So, how are those who were affected coping, and have there been any relief for them, Ivy?
For now, what we have, we don't have any relief items for the meantime, but individuals are going to help them. And recently, most of the affected residents are coping with families and relatives for the meantime. Those who are not ready to move out of there are also trying their best to be there and then wait for what happened next. So for now, we are waiting on government to do something about the situation.
Thank you, Ivy. Let's move further down to the Ashanti regional capital, Kumasi, where Clinton Yeboah reports of conflicts between commuters and transport operators in the implementation of new fares, a major fire at Bomso Suburb, and some redevelopment at the Kumasi Children's Park. Clinton Yeboah joins us for more on this. So how far was the fare issue affecting residents and commuting there?
Well, Hannah, the height of this construction were in the street where passengers were returned to their station for just to pay the old parking. Now, the new opportunity is the strategy where passengers are just halfway of their journey.
So they started driving last month. At first, people were standing at the middle of the road. So they tried to sack them. They haven't finished the market yet. I'm sure that's why a lot of people have migrated here. That's very bad. So this, if they can hold on or do something about it.
Those were some traders there. Now, we apologize for Clinton's earlier audio. Now, in the Western region, home of oil and gold, battles with illegal mining daily. The situation has seriously affected production of potable water, and the regional minister, Joseph Nelson, is not taking that lightly.
I will urge that you put some posts there to tell the public that this is a no-go area. Beyond that, if they still overlook it and want to encroach, of course, the law will deal with them.
In the Greater Accra region, we know there was the hearing on the CJ suspension, detention of Chema Wintumi, and the demolition at the Ramsar site. Well, it's time for trends, and Jackie and Adubia are here. Oh, you both have purple on.
Yes, we are. Yes. Refuge Jessie is tomorrow, so.
And of course, we are still in purple month, so we are killing two birds with one stone. Yes, Hannah.
What's trending?
Of course, Yoko is still trending. I think it'll be trending for
3 days.
Yeah, they have. And social media is still talking about it. That was after the sudden walk by the minority yesterday. A couple of comments there, Adobia. Do you have a couple of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just pick one because it really interests me. Have you heard of the Kila Ntuya recent trend?
Yeah, Kila Ntuya.
Yes. So, if you are possess, wound to me. Colon killing to ya. Yoko says it had their killer bit to ya 500 billion.
But then, you know, alongside we also have businessman Woyomi trending alongside. People have been talking about his bill terms. Yeah. That was some years ago. His was much more than the amount that you're giving 50, to yes. So a lot of people were talking about it. So MS says that they said meet the bill conditions and take your chairman home. And also wound to me. And Yoko, someone also says that Yoko have been lenient on to me. Woyomi has been granted a bill more than that of wound to me 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. He should pay and let everybody sleep. So yes.
Did you get a bit about his name? Wound to me.
Yes.
I was going to say that.
But then, apart from that, we also have sports stuff trending. We have Real Madrid trending because Liverpool player Trent Alexander has been transferred to Real Madrid. A lot